Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 14th of January 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Any Takers, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 14130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 28525 by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, Any Takers. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. And we start with statewide repeater news. VK7RHF 10-metre repeater on the air. As heard on the WIA National News, VK7RHF 10-metre repeater has now been recommissioned and is back on air. Many hours have been slaved over a hot soldering iron rebuilding the entire system from scratch to run over the VK Link voter system. The repeater will incorporate three diversity voted receivers, including a DX receiver at a remote quiet location. There is currently a receiver on trial running at the Reese Clubrooms on the domain and another on VK7HH's workbench. The transmitter operates from Mount Nelson, running 50 watts into a 5/8 wave vertical antenna. A huge thank you to Richard, VK7ZBX, and Murray, VK7ZMS, who have been instrumental in getting this project up and running. Already in the past few weeks, whilst it's been on test, there have been VK2s, VK3s, and VK4s heard using it whilst the summer sporadic E season rolls around. Hayden would appreciate any signal reports to be sent through, and for those in the Hobart area to add it to their radios and or scan groups so that when DX stations call, someone local can reply. The repeater details are as follows: TX29680, RX29580 MHz, and a tone of 91.5 Hertz CTCSS. 73 from Hayden, VK7HH. And contest news, the WIA Summer VHF UHF Field Day 2024. This weekend is the summer session of the VHF UHF Field Day. It started yesterday, Saturday the 13th at 0100 UTC through to 0059 UTC on Sunday the 14th of January and 0400 to 0359 in VK6. The weather is going to be excellent and conditions have been improving. Many will be out and about to contact on VHF and above. There are always many different categories that you can participate in, and there is a single band section that allows use of any one band, the popular four band section that covers the relatively popular bands of 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. Then there is the open section that covers all of the bands from 6 metres upwards. There are the sections for portable stations to operate for either 8 hours or 24 hours, sections for home stations to operate 8 hours or 24 hours, or become a rover for either 8 or 24 hours. There is also a section for portable multiple operators. Usually frequencies to listen on are 52.525 MHz, 146.500 MHz, 439 flat, 1296.15 all on FM. And also for the SSB Brigade, listen on 50.150, 144.150, 432.150, etc. You will need to discover your 6-digit Maidenhead locator to exchange with the other station. This is how the distances are calculated, which in turn determines the score for each contact. You can obtain your grid square using one of the many apps such as Ham GPS. Logging is best performed by whichever program makes you happy. VKCL is probably one of the popular ones along with N1MM. Please be mindful that although the logging programs make things easier, it also makes it easier to perpetuate errors, and this can cost you dearly. So please be diligent when entering contact details for simple typos. Then before you upload your log, have a look for any obvious errors. And for the benefit of Warren VK7 Whiskey November, logs are due by midnight EDST, Monday the 29th of January 2024. Good luck in the contest, 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And we continue with contest news, the Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF contest. This contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. It runs for the month of January. An entrance may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with a limited operating time, there is also a best 2 day section. Each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked, and this score is then multiplied by the band multiplier. The total score is the sum of all the scores on all the bands. The distance calculation is based on your Maidenhead 6-digit locator, VKCL 4.145, still works for logging this contest, and for the benefits of VK7 Whiskey November, logs are due in by 14th of February 2359 UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to Ross Hull, all one word, at wia.org.au, and I'm sure we will have some logging sessions as part of the various 23cm QSO parties that go on after the broadcast. 73 from the VK7 news team. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets, a very enthusiastic net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, EV, DMH, TW, FGGT, ZAB, ZMS, OO, and PD, all sharing over 50 photos. There were a few transmission doubles, which resulted in some different photos north and south. The highlight was a trains and railways theme featuring the GAN, Steam Trains on the Wilderness Railway, a new-look Tazrail No. 2101 diesel-electric locomotive, a close encounter on the London Underground, cafes at Turnham Green Station on the London Underground, the Longford Railway Bridge, pedal power rail bikes from Maydena at Lilydale, ride on trains at the miniature railway at Evandale, aerial track view of the New Zealand Rorimu Spiral, model displays of urban rail trains and a rural station, two dioramas, one of a railway bridge and the other of a steam locomotive. There were also cars, planes, helicopters and hybrid planes with rotors. Large sea creatures on the beach at Burnie, a nasty looking insect, use of a 10 kilowatt generator to power a charger for a 5 amp hour battery pack, a photoshopped image of an unusual alignment of some celestial bodies, and a cafe kissing booth in VK3. Ken, VK7KRJ and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime north and south VK7. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all the SSTV nights, and these photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV website or the NTARC website under blogs and arranged as a weekly net. An idea for the theme of next week's net is aircraft and flight. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, NWTARC, Annual General Meeting, and the Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 13:30 hours on Saturday the 3rd of February 2023 at the usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of the annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee auditor, employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, and to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holders, committees, auditor and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day of which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with signatures from the nominator, seconder and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the position of auditor and public officer, and members will need to have paid their 2024 membership subscriptions before the meeting commences at 1:30 p.m. to be able to vote in the annual general meeting. They will need to also have paid their 2024 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And February General Meeting after the AGM afternoon tea will be held, and the members are encouraged to bring items of show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea will be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend, and if you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC. And we move to the north of the state. SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, it looks like things are almost back to normal, with the remaining club activities resuming this week. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, was back at the helm of the testnet and technet sessions last Wednesday night, almost as if the net hadn't even taken a break over the Christmas New Year period. Hi. It is excellent to hear all the local and mainland call signs fronting up to the radio net, as well as the discussions, images and circuit diagrams happily flowing on the Discord channel. Thank you, Paul, VK7KPA, for providing the much-needed Discord audio stream of the net, and especially for those call signs you just quite can't pick up. And thanks also to Phil, VK7ZPD, and Paul, as they have also been providing a live audio stream of the statewide Sunday morning broadcast on the NTARC Discord channel. Apart from the locals, it has also received logins from a few mainland amateurs and is providing another avenue to listen to the broadcast. Upcoming events: the Club Technical Night, the first session for the year, will be Wednesday the 17th of January and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through until 10 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. The Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening will be Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee mornings, the first for the year, will be this Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there, so why not pop in, join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Australia Day, the club rooms will be closed on Friday the 26th of January, and Annual General Meeting and General Meeting, Wednesday the 14th of February 2024 at the Entark Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 or 7:30 p.m. And finally, a reminder to all those members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of Entark Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and Member Wellbeing Report. And we report on Cedric, VK7CL, who has let us know that after a couple of stints in hospital, he and Janet will be moving into a nursing home. This will possibly curtail some of Cedric's radio adventures, however, this is yet to be worked through. Cedric thanks everyone who has made contact, and he and Janet are looking forward to the next chapter in their life adventure. 73 from Penswiper, Blue Sky Mines. DATV Experimenters Night and last Wednesday night was a blast from the past. We took a look at a Z80 Central Processing Unit architecture. We started with Rodney Sachs, the Chips to Systems book, The Introduction to Microprocessors, and then moved to a brief outline of the Z80 architecture. An 8-bit processor running at 4 MHz with a 16-bit address bus, introduced in July 1976, and was built from the 8080 architecture. It had a novel, at the time, overlapping fetch and execute cycles, so it was fetching next whilst executing the last. Justin went through the registers and that the Z80 has, and that the Z80 was a CISC processor, or a complex instruction set computer, with greater than 100 instructions versus a RISC processor, or a reduced instruction set computer, with around 30 to 80 instructions. We took a look at the programmer's reference manual and the sample load instruction, then went through the associated peripheral chipset with the counter timer circuit, or CTC, for independent circuits, the parallel I.O. or dual 8-bit port controllers, the serial I.O. or the dual channel synchronous and asynchronous controller, and the direct memory access or the DMA controller, and finished up with the difference between dynamic and static memory. The Z80 was the most popular, but there were many others, namely the Z8, the Z800, the Z8000, and the Z80000. Justin VK7TW showed one of his well-thumbed data books from 1985 and the Z80 Assembly Language Programming Manual. We then took a look at the Microprofessor, a Z80-based teaching resource, showing the chipset along with a brief introduction, and we showed the glass typewriter prototype boards that included a Western Digital controller for the display and floppy disk. We finished with the Zilog Z8 microcontroller, where everything is on board with all the peripherals, and that's multiplexed out to an external EEPROM containing the program and onboard EEPROM. Justin VK7TW showed his canine motorized platform from the mid-1980s, which has been upgraded from an 8748 to a Z8 developer board, and it's a self-guiding platform. This week's show will be another blockbuster blow-your-head-off blast from the past, showcase of all things amateur radio, and much more. See you there on the stream, and we are holding the DATV Experimenters Nights throughout the holiday period, and therefore we will be streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz, so if you have a TV, set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. And that's 73s from yours truly, Justin VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And training and assessment. Our next Reist training and assessment day will be on the 24th of February 2024. The training schedule for 2024 has been set, and so Foundation license training and all license assessment days will be held on the following Saturdays: the 24th of February, the 27th of April, the 29th of June, the 24th of August, and the 26th of October. Other sessions can be organised if there is enough interest and people wanting assessments and training. If you're thinking of booking for assessments or training this year, please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Restore Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM ADST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South on VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz, CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area, then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and southern stations on the even minute. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon, at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, every Wednesday, Testnet and CW course 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30, and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. NTARC Coffee Mornings, Friday the 19th of January 2024, from 10 AM until noon, Rochelle Clubrooms. NTARC Club Technical Nights, Wednesday the 17th of January, will commence 6:30 PM through until 10 PM at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday there from 8 PM local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. And Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing from 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2m DX Net on 144.190 MHz USB. Northwest SSTV Nights, the next one is Monday the 22nd of January 2024, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 PM using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan, and it goes on every fourth Monday of the month. Events, NWT ARC, February the 3rd, 2024, the annual general meeting from 1:30 PM at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, followed by afternoon tea and show and tell. REST, February the 7th, 2024, the presentation on the Surf Lifesaving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30 PM, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, February the 14th, 2024, Annual General Meeting, NTARC Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, from 7:30 PM. REST, February the 18th, 2024, the Annual General and Special General Meetings, followed by a free sausage sizzle, starts 11 AM at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters REST NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7TPE, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews, all one word, @gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73 seasons greetings and stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.